The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Yeah, it's famously the entrance music for Hulk Hogan, who has passed away, age 71. WWE, the governing body, if you call them that, World Wrestling Entertainment, WWF, lots of us would have known them as growing up, described him as one of pop culture's most recognisable figures. Richie McCormack from Off the Ball is with me. Richie, we might talk in a moment about some of the more controversial things that he has found himself mired in more recent times, but hard to argue with that assessment of him.
No, for all intents and purposes, he is what most people who were born after 1980 identify pro wrestling as being. He was to such the forefront of the industry that he was featured on Sports Illustrated, which would have been a very rare thing around the mid-80s for somebody from the world of wrestling to be featured in Sports Illustrated. He was in movies, he was in TV shows, and led the industry he was in to unparalleled success by the early 80s. They were filling out stadiums in the likes of Toronto and in Michigan and all over the United States, like actual stadiums at a time when, you know, the regular thing would have been weekly to run a fairly standard arena. And he took it, or helped take that, the industry far, far beyond the industry that he walked into in the late 70s.
Yeah, and listen, he wasn't alone in that. And I know lots of people would have watched that Vince McMahon documentary on Netflix. And, you know, again, a not uncontroversial figure either. But, you know, his vision for that organization helped to do some of that. But why was Hogan so important in it? Why might that not have been successful, as successful, without Hulk Hogan?
It's a question that I think a lot of people will continue to ask, even in his passing. He had an unnatural and an innate charisma and an ability to reach through the television screen and invest the audience that he was talking to in the programs and the storylines in which he was involved. And like, there's a lot of wrestlers down through the decades have been able to do that. But for whatever reason, Hogan was viewed by McMahon as being somebody who was able to do more than that, that was able to reach out to the regular man in the street, not necessarily the cohort of people that would have been invested in professional wrestling up until that point. He was able to reach out across the aisle, if you want to use political parlance for it, and get people involved from outside of the world. And that's why you saw that level of popularity afforded to wrestling in the mid to late 80s in the States, which transferred over here to Europe in the years subsequent, courtesy of Sky.
Yeah, and look, he, as you said, and as everybody has kind of reflected on, he had that notoriety that people who had no interest, people who would actively go out of their way and not to watch wrestling, knew exactly who Hulk Hogan was. And he ended up in Hollywood movies and what have you, maybe not to the same level of success as subsequent people like The Rock and others, but he certainly broke out.
John Cena and The Rock, like, that pathway doesn't exist
without Hulk Hogan, fair point,
in the first place, which, you know, for right or wrong and whatever you might think of their acting talents or lack thereof, like, it is something that just didn't happen before then. Like, even fellow professional wrestlers, like someone of the standing of Ric Flair, who would have toiled away in the National Wrestling Alliance, who would have been a rival promotion to him at the same time, has had no quibble about arguing that Hogan was the bigger star and the man that people thought of when they thought of professional wrestling.
And then we had in the mid-noughties a kind of a resurgence of fame with Hogan Knows Best, the reality show, but it only lasted for a couple of years. And actually, this was when the wheels began to come off a little bit in terms of his reputation.
Yeah, this is where ultimately it became evident that through all the money that he had generated and all the money that he had made through Hollywood and through the WWE and even WCW then in the 90s, and he did make a lot. Like, the contracts, and they're out there for all to see, that he had at WCW were exorbitant. Like, he was getting paid money just to wear t-shirts on TV. That clearly had begun to dry up for whatever reason by the mid-90s. So he turned, in essence, to pimping out his family on TV and having them become stars around him and try and generate stardom for his daughter through a singing career, which in effect led to his downfall and the downfall of his public persona.
Yeah, and that downfall kind of precipitated by there was a sex tape, I think, that emerged which was controversial enough in and of itself. But a lot of the language he used in it, I think, is what kind of turned a lot of people away from him. Pretty free and easy use of the N-word.
Yeah, free and easy use of the N-word. It's amazing that he had it. He's the one person who had a sex tape, and the actual act within it was never deemed to be the worst part. And that was with, like, there was a former friend of his who was a shock jock in around the Florida region, who's actually been tracking his the decline of his health over the past few weeks. And it turns out, with a fair degree of accuracy, when a lot of people were talking about him. But it was actually his wife that was with him in the video. But yeah, he used the N-word in association with somebody who was working with his daughter at the time. He subsequently went on the publicity trail after that, but was never really actually, he asked for forgiveness, but was never really apologetic about the use of the N-word within that. And even when talking to what would be, you know, the modern day collective of wrestlers, when he appeared in front of them to talk about it at a, you know, meeting of the roster at a TV taping, his basic advice was don't get caught in the same way that he had, rather than apologize for it. Mm. And it seems to have been like that. There's a brazening out, and there's a lot of pro wrestling parallels that are used with modern American politics and modern American society. But that ability to just brazen things out and not really address the problem at hand and just keep going, despite everything, seems to have crossed over, not from the life of Terry Bollea, but also to the life of certain other people as well.
Richie McCormack from Off the Ball. Richie, thanks a million for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.